The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Mark Doss, State Director of the Capital Ministries of Iowa in Des Moines. He is the guest of Representative Baxter of Hancock. Following the prayer, Emily Tinsman, Miss Iowa 2019 from Bettendorf, will be singing the national anthem. She is the guest of Representative Moore of Scott. The pledge will be led by Yasmin Rosales, a page from Iowa City.
Would you join your hearts with me in prayer? Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for the day that is before us and for the representatives, clerks, officers, pages, and all in this chamber who work faithfully for the good of the great people of Iowa. Give to all the strength necessary to fulfill the duties of this day. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. told us that darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Help us, Father, in our desire for goodness and love to overcome hate and injustice. We ask for your help because Scripture tells us that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. So, Father, I ask that you reign supreme in this place and in the actions and activities of all who serve here this day. With your gracious blessing, I ask this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so brightly revealed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? For the land of the free and the home of the brave.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2072 by Salmon, a bill for an act prohibiting the adoption of statewide core special studies standards to the State Board of Education and providing for related matters.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2073 by Breckinridge, a bill for an act relating to the Medicaid Institute for Mental Disease waiver and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2074 by Cassina, a bill for an act requiring negotiation regarding membership dues deductions for employee organization and public employee collective bargaining, providing related procedures and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 2075 by Cassina and others, a bill for an act relating to the employment organization election administered by the Public Employment Relations Board and including effective date and applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Labor.
House File 2076 by Cassina, a bill for an act increasing the state minimum wage, minimum hourly wage, and providing for subsequent increases at the same percentage of an increase in federal Social Security benefits.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Labor.
House File 2077 by Cassina, a bill for an act requiring the use of safety belts or safety harnesses for passengers of motor vehicles and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 2078 by Cassina, a bill for an act relating to the use of electronic communication devices while driving and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 2079 by Hanusa and others, a bill for an act relating to flying our colors special registration plates.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Transportation.
House File 2080 by Steckman and others, a bill for an act relating to cigarettes, tobacco purchases, and vapor products, including the taxation of such products and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2081 by Breckinridge, a bill for an act relating to the Office of Long-Term Care Ombudsman and making an appropriation.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2082 by Losi, a bill for an act to create new resident and new graduate tax credits available against individual income taxes and including retroactive applicability provisions.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Economic Growth.
House File 2083 by Bossman, a bill for an act providing for businesses with income franchise monies and credits and gross premium tax credits for providing child care benefits to employees of the business and including applicability date provisions.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Economic Growth.
House File 2084 by Lundgren and others, a bill for an act relating to the adoption of Interstate Cure Disease Compact.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and is referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2085 by Jenry, a bill for an act relating to newborn screening for tongue tied and lip tie.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
House File 2086 by Eisenhart, a bill for an act relating to state medical director to provide a written certification to certain patients applying for medical cannabidiol registration cards.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 2087 by Hunter, a bill for an act relating to the straight party voting and including applicability provisions.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2088 by Jones, a bill for an act related to teacher licensure renewal requirements and professional development activities for practitioners.
The first reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government. Are there any other announcements to come before the House? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Warren, Representative Orth. For what reasons do you have to come before the body?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, would I be in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, after 7 years, entering my eighth year in this place, I don't think it comes as any mystery to any of you how I feel about my beloved alma mater, Graceland University down in Lamoni, Iowa. I keep these cards on my desk, Mark Smith, Todd Taylor, the late Leonard Boswell. Some of you may remember Walt Tominga. There are many who have served under the dome who came forth from what we call the Hill in Lamoni, Iowa. Today I have my friend Joe Worland. Joe and I went to college together at Graceland back in the day. He went from there and went to Washington University and was athletic director in St. Louis at Washington University and had the opportunity several years ago to come back to Graceland, where he now heads up a team of people that are involved in development institutional advancement. I will tell you, we're redoing the campus in a huge way, bringing it into the 21st century. It's beautiful. If you ever have a chance to stop off and see it when you're in Lamoni, please do so. The new athletic complex is underway. We have a new Memorial Student Center that will serve our students and serve them well as we move forward into the 21st century. And Joe has been a leader in making sure that happens. I'm very proud of my alma mater. I'm proud of the work Joe does and his team. So with that, would you please give Mr. Worland a warm house welcome? Thank you very much.
The chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Masher. For what purpose do you have to come before the floor?
Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. There is an early childhood day on the Hill, and we have representatives from across the state that will be down in room 14, that's on the lower level, and they have presentations throughout the day. So I'd ask you to join them. There are many folks from your areas, and I know they'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Scott. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Mr. Speaker and ladies and gentlemen of the House, the Iowa Pork Producers Association is inviting all legislators to the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center today from 4 to 6 for a reception. And they would love to see all of us here or there. And they will have the chocolate-covered bacon this year.
The chair recognizes the lady from Blackhawk. What purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Okay, thank you. Today, members of the American Legion of Iowa and other veterans associations will be here for the Veterans Day at the Capitol. You're invited to attend the Veterans Day program in the Rotunda. Please be on the lookout for those with the Legion and other veterans organizations, as there may be some from your districts and will want to speak with you today. Thank you.
Chair recognizes Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Democrats will caucus room 305 at 9 o'clock. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. For the attention of the body, Republicans will caucus at the conclusion of today's business. And, Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House recess until the conclusion of the afternoon committee blocks.
Seeing no further business, you've heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it, and the House is in recess.